Chapter 69.1. Translator. Zia, Editor. Ellie, the Emperor glanced at the assembled ministers. Those summoned were either supporters of Yan Yunshu or neutral officials who had not taken sides. The Empress has passed away, the Emperor coldly announced. The ministers froze for a moment, then suddenly dropped to their knees with a thud, wailing in mourning as if overcome with grief. Yan Yuntong, who was pinned to the ground by a long spear and still struggling desperately, went rigid. When the Empress's death was officially declared and her total defeat became inevitable, she finally felt the weight of despair. The group of officials, all in their 40s or 50s, wept loudly and pitifully. It was hard to tell how many of them were truly sorrowful. The fourth princess conspired to usurp the throne and led troops to the palace with treasonous intent. Her crimes deserve death. Take her away and imprison her in the heavenly prison, the emperor decreed. The imperial consort, who had been hiding during the battle, suddenly stumbled out. No one knew where he had been hiding, but his once pristine white robes were smeared with dirt, making him appear both disheveled and spiteful. Zhao Han, you wretched man, you're lying, the empress intended to pass the throne to Yun Tong, he shouted hysterically. The emperor raised an eyebrow and let out a cold laugh. Guards, the imperial consort and the fourth princess conspired together. Drag them away and lock them in the prison. The dust settled, everyone now knew that the emperor and the seventh princess had emerged victorious. A moment later, the previously absent imperial guards arrived in a rush, eager to make an impression on the new ruler and earn favor. At the emperor's command, the guards swiftly detained Yan Yuntong and the imperial consort. Yan Yuntong's elite troops were also subdued with blades pressed against their necks. The imperial guards, their expressions stern and fierce, began escorting the prisoners away. The imperial consort continued his frenzied tirade, hurling insults at the emperor. His palace attendants, trembling with fear, looked at him as if they no longer recognized the once composed and noble figure he had been. The emperor seemed to be in a better mood now. He raised a hand to signal the imperial guards to stay for a moment. At this time, the empress's personal female attendant also stepped forward. The emperor handed her the imperial decree and, with a touch of arrogance, commanded, "Read the decree." The female attendant bowed her head respectfully, accepted the decree, and began reading aloud the will that she had personally written. Her sharp and distinct voice rang out as she read. When the part declaring that the throne was being passed to the seventh princess, Yan Yunshu, was announced, the imperial consort seemed to finally realize that the tide had completely turned against them. The defeat was absolute, his expression went blank, and he stopped struggling. Standing high on the steps, the emperor watched everything unfold below. Ministers kneeling, the miserable imperial consort and the defeated fourth princess in the cold wind and rain. He felt as if the sun was gradually rising, the light growing brighter and brighter. He could clearly see every expression on their faces, fear, despair, calm, unease, and even ecstasy. His heart was filled with immense satisfaction. Grandmaster Shao, would you like to come up and verify the authenticity of this decree? The emperor asked with a smirk. An elderly grandmaster with snow-white hair immediately stood up, climbed the steps as quickly as her frail body allowed, and carefully accepted the decree. With trembling hands, she scrutinized the name of the successor and the imperial seal on the decree. Afterward, she placed the decree down and announced to the ministers below, "It is genuine." The emperor smiled triumphantly and turned to the guards. "What are you waiting for? Take them away." The spear embedded in Yan Yuntong's thigh was violently yanked out by the captain of the guards. She couldn't suppress a scream of agony before collapsing, completely drained of strength. The captain returned the spear to Xu Ting. At this moment, Yan Yunshu finally arrived, her back to the dawning light. Her face was devoid of any expression. When the ministers saw her, they quickly made way for her. Yan Yunshu walked towards the emperor. When she climbed the final step and stood beside the emperor, Grandmaster Shao was the first to bow deeply and perform the ritual obeisance before Yan Yunshu. Long live the empress! The high-ranking officials below immediately followed suit, bowing in unison and chanting, "Long live the empress!" Yan Yunshu had ascended the throne. The imperial consort was ordered to be buried alongside the late empress. Yan Yunshu intended to execute Yan Yuntong, but the emperor, after careful consideration of various factors, stopped her. The emperor believed that as a newly crowned ruler, taking such an action would risk tarnishing Yan Yunshu's reputation with accusations of being a tyrant who harmed her own kin. In the end, Yan Yuntong was sentenced to guard the imperial mausoleum for the late empress. Her biological father, the imperial consort, was also interred there. The capital city was draped in white mourning attire, and all officials and citizens were forbidden from holding celebratory events for a month. The Ministry of Rites was overwhelmed with tasks, scrambling to organize the late empress's funeral while simultaneously preparing for the new empress's coronation and the conferment ceremony for the new grand emperor. Yan Yunshu now spent an hour each day keeping vigil over the late empress's spirit before attending court to manage the mountain of state affairs left in the wake of the political upheaval. Officials aligned with Yan Yuntong were purged along with her, leaving numerous vacancies in the court. This presented Yan Yunshu with the perfect opportunity to cultivate her own power base. One notable example was the official who had replaced Liu Chenzhou as Minister of Revenue. That official barely had time to warm her seat in this lucrative position before she was promptly dismissed. Yan Yunshu reinstated Xu Ting to her former post immediately and, in one bold move, promoted her to the Ministry of War. At the same time, Yan Yunshu granted her eldest sister, Yan Yunchen, the title of Princess In. This act earned her widespread praise from court officials, who lauded her as a ruler of benevolence and great virtue.